Okay. Let me see what the first one would be. When was your boy, Mr. Matt?
1920.
And where were you born?
In Lee County, near Rosedale.
Your parents' name? Your parents' names?
Ollie Mack and Percy Mack.
Do you know where they were born?
Huh?
Do you know where they were born at?
Well, my dad was born in somewhere in Fayette County around the Grange down. Well, I mean, she was born somewhere in Lee County around an old place called Lexington, Texas.
Do you know anything about your grandparents? Where they were born at or when they were born?
No. My step-grandfather and my grandma on my daddy's side, they were all born in Fayette County. So that's where they come from, Fayette County. I don't know about them little bitty nooks and corners.
When did you come to Kingsville?
Sometime around June of 54.
Now I'm gonna be real nosy and ask you why you come to Kingsville.
Because of a gal that I love and knew over here.
Now I won't call no names, but you want to tell me who it was?
Eva Woods.
Oh, okay. Did you come here for, you know, after that, did you come for a job or something? Did you get a job?
I was already working at Round Mill something like that, yeah.
Oh. Well, what was it like, Kingsville, like in the 50s?
Mostly I was there. I don't know. I guess. How you put it, it wasn't a clean place. It was quite a populated place with Negroes at that time. Railroad your shop was here and all that.
Did the blacks accept you in the community, or was it any problems with being accepted after when you first moved here?
Oh, no, because I had been coming back and forth over here in fact. Most people knew me when I moved here. Anyway.
Well, how did the blacks and the white get along here during that time period? Or the Spanish?
Well, about as they do now.
You mean they kind of kept to their own part of town?
Mostly. Mostly. Mike says it's kind of a under undercover discrimination, I would call it.
So I know you became a real active member with the NAACP. Was that much later?
What year was Johnson president?
The 60s.
Oh, I more or less I come into the NAACP in the late 60s, very early 60s.
At that time, did they meet at the schools like they do now, or did they hold their meetings?
Mostly at the churches.
Teachers at that time when you was working, when you worked with the Boy Scouts?
Teachers?
Did they ever get involved?
Harris, President Harris. What's that guy's name? Shreveport now. Stafford's. You there. I think Mrs. Hodge was there. And Mrs. Daughter, I think, up there. And her husband was a music teacher there.
Some of the problems that you dealt with the NAACP, the important things that sticks, you know, that you remember the most.
Now, mostly we was dealing with problem with integrating schools and eating places and what have you. Some of the elderly people, houses redone under the federal program. City Hall every Monday. We fought with them up there about various things that was needed in the black, predominant black neighborhood.
Who did y'all visit with at City Hall? The mayor or the commissioners?
The mayor, commissioners, most times, and when we got this hood monies and things like that, we met a lot of time with some of the hood people that came down to interview and this, that, and the other, see what was going on. We had an allocation of $600,000 for streets down in this part of the neighborhood, but we only got two streets out of it.
What two streets was that?
Wells and First Street.
And what did they do about the other streets?
Third Street. Well, they never done anything about it. Eventually, they closed part of it. Today is still closed. Look like a ravine down there. And actually, really, Kingville is worse off right now than it was when I come here, because at least we didn't have Page Street, but they was taking care of the streets down here by grading them and all of that. Now they got them paved and all that, you can't even see where the curbings are, the grass and growed all up in them and everything. They don't even take care of this part of town anymore.
So you think when you first got here, the black part of town was better, huh?
Really, yeah. It was back in the 60s when they first put those streets down, and they were real nice. They has never come back and seal-coated them or done anything. So grass is growing all up in them now. Yeah, you see the curbing in some place.
Were there very many black businesses here?
Well, the one back, well, they had the Camel store there. And I put coming on it, the Camel store was here, and the, what's the name?
Andrew
Bobby Shop, and what's those people? What's the Miss Moore's name down here? Jim Moore had a grocery store. Moore Brothers had a grocery store here. Quite a few collaborated beer joints around the way. That's a tough question. About all you had to do for entertainment here was when we they used to have a ball team here. Yeah, on Saturday evening and Sunday evening, played ball. That's about all I've seen here. It was entertainment other than going to the Giants.
Well, what did you do for entertainment?
Me?
Uh-huh.
Well, at the time I come here, I was kind of a young person. I went to them beer joints and things like everybody else. That's about the only thing that was here for entertainment.
About the movie theaters, John? Was that
segregated,
integrated back
by
the
60s? No, really wasn't. Most of the theaters was just like it used to be. Black was upstairs and white downstairs. First, integrated. Movies here were drive-ins. When they first opened them up, they wasn't integrated. You couldn't go to them. Had a bowling bowling alley here. It was integrated. I mean, it was segregated. You couldn't go to that. Of course, long by the last part of it, when it wasn't doing so good, they integrated what would go.
Did the blacks have their own cemeteries and everything like
that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Black only. That ain't been too many years since they integrated that way. You bury any of them. They only could bury in one cemetery, that's Chamberlain.
School, right? Yeah. What was the typical family structure at that time?
The typical who?
Family structure. Did the grandparents live with the families?
Were they
mainly mothers head of the household, or what type of family structures did they have?
Well, back to that, I don't guess it ever really been totally motherly. When I come here, a lot of women were working. Most of them were working at the railroad shop. What family it was, yeah. Most of the men was railroad men.
Was there lots of divorce here during that time?
Oh, well, I couldn't tell too much about divorces when I came here. I don't know. Seemed like most of the people here were very... They got a lot of people here, you might say, called living together, not married, more than any place else I'd ever been.
So instead of getting the divorce, they just what? Moved on?
Moved on. Mm-hmm. Got ready to get rid of them and just got out of there.
Then I know the attitude. What was the attitude towards the children? You know, out of wedlock.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody that had any children, like about somebody, they knew that they were theirs, and they did do for them a little. You know, I guess such as could be done at that time. Blackers in Kingville always did go to the Clayburgh Hospital, and they got about as good a treatment, I guess, as you could expect of any blacks anywhere, as far as the doctors is concerned.
Did they
ever
get any treatment?
But they was like, you know, anything else. They had certain rooms, different parts of the hospital they put them in.
Certain rooms. I thought that it was in a hospital that it was always integrated.
Mm-mm.
Do you remember what parts they used to put them in?
Not really. But mostly when you went there, you always find all black and one, find the white room with black.
What was the attitudes of the doctors back then towards the blacks?
I think back then it just probably as good as it is now.
Was it very many folk remedies back then?
Huh?
Was it very many folk remedies back then? Herbal?
No. Mm-mm.
Traditional food, did y'all have? Did y'all
butcher
their own meat or what?
No, it was like that. Yeah.
What black stores did the black people patronize the most?
Well, when I first came here, Camel's store was most good. He had the best line of all. Meats and everything now, really. Like, a lot of white people come there so for meat. But he really carried the best line of meat. And the Moore store, they carried a good line of meat, but they wasn't open too long after I got here. They closed up. So it left nobody but Camel store here in the black neighborhood at a good time. Cornbread, cabbage, corn turnip greens, collard greens, black eyed peas.
Did they eat a bunch of that back then?
Well, tell you the truth, what they was calling soul food, white people ate much soul food as black people did. They just didn't go to the burger stand like white people did. They mostly made their own food at home, you know. They didn't go out eating like.
Well, was it any restaurants, you know, in this area?
Well, there was one here, but it eventually was closed up, you know, by eating. Mm-hmm. But other than that, wasn't no very nice restaurants where you go down and get a good steak dinner or something like that.
Were there any special foods prepared for Christmas and 19th of June and things like that?
Well, here where I come out, they wasn't having 19th of June here. Christmas has always been the same. Everybody had turkey dinners and stuff like that.
And 4th of July?
Well, we finally understood that the 4th of July was for us as well as for white. So we started celebrating 4th of July too.
Before we didn't celebrate
4th
of July?
That used to be known as the white folks' day. You know, Negroes weren't supposed to celebrate on 4th of July. White folks did that.
And what did y'all do instead of celebrating?
Worked it. That day, that was a work day. There wasn't no holiday for us.
What was the same thing with the Hispanics?
I don't know about now. Hispanics were the same way. In fact, actually, Hispanics were worse off than we were about something like that.
When you got here, did y'all make, the quilts and stuff like that? Did very many people do their own quilting and stuff?
Broadway and
stuff?
No, hell no. When I came here, they used to do that around here, but it all out over with by the time I came here.
One of my last questions, can you tell if you are in the black community by looking at the houseless people?
Yeah.
Are they yours? My question is, can you tell if you were in the black community by looking at the people's houses and yours and how?
Yes.
Why do you feel like that?
Because one man's yard is looking good and then next to him is screwed up and the lot across the street is standing high in weeds and everything else. They're not taking care of the vacant lots. Some of them not really taking care of the yards properly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's all I have to ask you.
Well, that's about it, yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask you this. Was there any feuds that you knew about?
Any who?
Feuds.
Feuds?
Yeah, family feuds, feuds between the families here.
None that I knew of. Like anything else, you know, people got into fights and they killed and cut one another up around him. But as far as feuds, I don't know about family feuds.